I'm Liz White. It's Monday, August 15th, and time for WQXR's Washington Report Online. Joining us now, as he does every Monday morning, is David Sanger, Chief Washington Correspondent for The New York Times. Good morning, David.
Morning, Liz.
David, the market gyrations last week left lots of heads spinning. Are we seeing a change in economic or political strategy at the White House as a result?
Well, you're certainly seeing a debate about whether or not there should be a change in strategy. There are some in the White House who have argued that the president's move toward compromise during the debt limit debate actually ended up hurting him, that it did not appeal to a base of Democratic voters and some moderate voters who wanted him to stand up to the Republican leadership. There are others who argue that the middle is exactly where he should be, the sort of reasonable man in all of this. But, you know, it comes at a time that the president has lost a lot of his economic health. Larry Summers, the head of the National Economic Council, has gone back to Harvard. He's been without a head of the Council on Economic Advisers. Really the only one who's left of the original team is Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, and he had to be persuaded by the president not to leave early as well. So there's an interesting struggle underway.
Back when economic indicators pointed toward a recession in 2008 and 2009, President Obama pressed for a stimulus package. Now many economists are calling for another one, but it seems politically impossible. Is there any way to loosen that logjam?
Well, I'm not sure there is a way to loosen the logjam, but certainly the body of most economic advice, not all economic advice, is in favor of more stimulus spending. And a lot of people make the point that there are some similarities between this moment in history and 1937, when the country had sort of come out of the worst of the Great Depression, but then slipped into another recession because the government pulled back on spending. Of course, that runs contrary to the long-term goal of reducing debt. And so the trick the president is trying to get around here is how you do some short-term spending, but make the argument that you're not contributing to the overall debt. And I think you may hear some of that on this three-day bus tour he's doing through the Midwest right now. But again, the question is, how would you ever get Congress to pass a stimulus package, particularly one of any great substance?
So it's a little bit of a counterintuitive shell game.
It sure is.
Let's turn to Afghanistan. It was feared that as soon as the American withdrawal began, attacks would rise. So is the rising death toll an argument for speeding up the withdrawal or slowing it down?
Well, it depends on who you are, Liz. To the U.S. military, it's an argument for slowing it down, for going through another fighting season to try to eliminate as much of the Taliban as possible. Now, the president decided and announced in June he wasn't going to do that, that there would be 10,000 troops out this year and then another 20,000 out by September of next year, and that would bring them down to the levels before the surge that began at the end of 2009. But the Taliban tune into those same speeches as well, and they have begun a strategy of sort of hitting them where they ain't, and has done a fair number of attacks in places where there are relatively few troops and where they know there will be even fewer once the Americans begin to leave.
And finally, Tim Pawlenty dropped out of the Republican primary race yesterday after a poor showing in the Iowa straw poll. So how does his decision change the dynamics of the race?
Well, essentially, Liz, it leaves three leading candidates right now. Mitt Romney, of course, has been considered the front runner. Michelle Bachmann, who won in Iowa and is the Tea Party favorite, and the new entry, Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who also appeals to the Tea Party. Now, two of those have also excited the evangelical side of the party as well, Michelle Bachmann and Rick Perry. You may remember that Mr. Perry ran that very big prayer rally about 2 weeks ago in Texas. And Mitt Romney, who's the front runner, is sort of more of the favorite of the traditional Republican Party, the more moderate group, and the pro-business group. And so now the struggle you're going to end up seeing is which side of the party prevails as they move toward actually identifying a candidate. And we're a long way from that.
Thanks very much, David. We covered a lot of ground this morning.
We sure did, Liz.
New York Times Chief Washington Correspondent David Sanger. I'm Liz White, and that's the Washington Report on Classical 105.9 FM, WQXR.